they bought this property, which was out of this, out of the city limits. The city limits at that time was like Columbus Drive, which is a mile and a half from downtown. Mm-hmm. And that was out of the city limits at that time. I mean, they bought out of the city limits at that time. And for many years, it was still out of the city limits. Mm-hmm. But and so it just, at that time, anybody who wanted to live economically, you know, just medium class people, mm-hmm. middle income people, they would try to have enough property they could raise a garden and have a couple of cows and mm-hmm. maybe some pigs and so forth, and something like that to supplement their income. And so therefore they would settle on the outside of the town, you know, just near town, but just on the outside.
Okay. Are there any well-known places in Tampa within the city limits, you know, like parks or statues, anything?
Oh, sure. Plant Park, which is at the University of Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a park operated by the city for all my life, maybe longer, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's right downtown at the Kennedy Boulevard Bridge and the river.
I think I've seen it.
And of course now the college itself is they have a museum that is open to the public and so forth, mm-hmm. and all the relics of Tampa and Florida and so forth. There's a little park right over here, a few blocks from here, called McFarland Park, which at one time was a really active park.
Mm-hmm.
They, well, it still is. it was active during that time when the cigar industry was so busy because the Cubans loved to play baseball, you know.
Oh, really?
They did then, and they still do, of course.
Uh-huh.
And they had a baseball park and a grandstand and all that, and a golf course there.
Uh-huh.
And they finally closed the golf course, but they still have a baseball, two or three baseball diamonds for baseball, and the City League people mm-hmm. play there now. And they have a swimming pool there. And a big place for picnics and so forth, too.
Okay.
And I said, I don't know where else. No, the Lowry Park is out on the Hillsborough River at East Hanna. That's about the 6,000 block north of town. And that's quite a place, really. They have a picnic area right on the river, and they have, I don't know if it's very active now, but they had a good zoo there at one time. I don't know if I think that kind of fell into rundown condition. And anyway, it's a very attractive place. People love to go there.
Does Hanna have a zoo?
Well, no zoo other than that one, that small one they had mm-hmm. there. And whether they're still operating, I don't know. Really.
Yeah. I used to live in St. Louis before when my parents moved to Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And the St. Louis Zoo, you know, it's pretty big.
Oh, yes, I've heard of that.
I can remember spending many Saturdays the whole day out in the zoo.
I see. I think this fellow on TV named Marlon
Perkins.
Perkins.
Yeah, he
was there.
The
yeah.
Director there for a while.
Uh-huh.
If you were flying in from, say, New York, where would your plane probably land?
Tampa International Airport.
Okay. Do you see any distinction, or do you make any distinction between something called an airport and an airfield?
Well, I think I would, yes. An airport is a place where the larger planes come in and bring passengers from everywhere. And an airfield is somewhere where you can land smaller planes,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.